Now, what does Christ think of the easy money boys who do none of the work and take all of the gravy? And how does he feel about the fellas who wear $150 suits and diamond rings on your union dues and your kickback money? And how does he, who spoke up without fear against every evil, feel about your silence?
It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, March 22nd, 2021. Today is the birthday of American character actor Carl Malden, born Mladen George Sekulovich in Chicago in 1912. He and his two younger brothers were raised in Gary, Indiana, where his Bosnian Serb father worked in the steel mills and delivered milk from the local dairy. Malden spoke only Serbian until he was in kindergarten, and he remained fluent in the language for the rest of his life. As a teenager, he joined the choir at the local Serbian Orthodox church, where his father produced plays and taught acting. In high school, he was a popular student and the star of the basketball team. According to his autobiography, Malden broke his nose twice while playing, taking elbows to the face, which resulted in his trademark nose. After graduating from Emerson High School in 1931 with high marks, he briefly planned to leave Gary for Arkansas, where he hoped to win an athletic scholarship. But college officials did not admit him owing to his refusal to play anything but basketball. From 1931 to 1934, he followed his father's example and worked in the steel mills. He changed his name from Mladen Sekulovich to Carl Malden at age 22, something director Elia Kazan urged him to do. He anglicized his first name by swapping the letters L and A and used it as his last name, and then taking his grandfather's first name for his own. Malden later said he regretted doing that and tried to insert the name Sekulovich whenever possible in his work. For example, as General Omar Bradley in Patton, as his troops slog their way through enemy fire in Sicily, Malden says to another soldier, "Hand me that helmet, Sekulovich." In Dead Ringer, as a police detective in the squad room, he tells another officer, "Sekulovich, give me my hat." And in Birdman of Alcatraz, as a prison warden touring the cell block, Malden recites a list of inmates' names, including Sekulovich. His father was not pleased with that one and told his son, "Mladen, no Sekulovich has ever been in prison." According to journalist Robert Berkvist, for more than 60 years, Malden brought an intelligent intensity and homespun authenticity to roles in theater, film, and on television, especially in such classic films as A Streetcar Named Desire, for which he won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor, and One-Eyed Jacks. From 1972 to 1977, he portrayed Lieutenant Mike Stone in the primetime TV crime drama The Streets of San Francisco. He was later the spokesman for American Express. Film and culture critic Charles Champlin described Malden as an everyman, but one whose range moved easily up and down the levels of society and the IQ scale, from heroes to heavies and ordinary decent guys just trying to get along. And at the time of his death at age 97 in 2009, Malden was described as one of the great character actors of his time, who created a number of powerhouse performances on screen, including his final role as Father Tom Cavanaugh in an episode of The West Wing, in which his advice is sought by President Jed Bartlett, who must decide if a convicted murderer will live or die. As usual, Malden's work was flawless. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 22nd, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.